In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, for the last time, until next December, Merry Christmas, because today is the last day of the Christmas season. Now, last weekend, we celebrated the Solemnity of Epiphany, and strangely enough, it was actually on the traditional day of Epiphany, which meant we got the traditional 12 days of Christmas. Works out that way every now and again. Now, usually, when we think of the Epiphany, we think of the Magi and their giving of the prophetic gifts to the infant Christ. But traditionally, there has been a season of Epiphany tide, and during that season, two other things are meditated upon also. One of them, which is the wedding at Cana, and the other is the baptism of the Lord. Now, all three of these things reflect upon the showing or revelation of Christ and his gospel to the world. In the Magi, we see the infant Christ being revealed to the nations. At the wedding of Cana, Christ reveals through the first of his signs in his public ministry, his divine nature, and his mission of perfecting and elevating the Old Covenant. And the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord is also about the showing of Christ and his mission to the world. What happened at the baptism? The very heavens were rent open. The Holy Spirit descended upon Christ in the form of a dove, and the voice of the Father thundered, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." We find that Jesus is the Anointed One, come to save us and open the gates of heaven to all. We find that he comes to make us holy, so that we may become adopted sons and daughters of the Most High God by our anointing with the Holy Spirit. And he comes to give us God's own life by setting within our hearts a fountain of living water. And in these events, the mystery of the Trinity is also partially revealed. For we see at work, in cooperation, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. The baptism and its events tell us much about the Lord Jesus and about his mission among us. But baptism isn't just about knowing of Christ. His baptism also makes it possible for us to live in him, for us to be baptized. One of the things that we believe as Catholics, and we know to be true, is that while our Lord was on earth, he established deliberately through his own actions each of the seven sacraments. He established the sacrament of matrimony, for example, at the wedding at Cana. And at this, his own baptism, he established our baptism. He gave to the waters of the earth the power to make us holy. Because the sacraments are of dominical origin, it's just a fancy theological way of saying that Jesus established the sacraments. Because the sacraments are of dominical origin, we cannot add to them or subtract from them or alter them in a substantial way. And so, for example, even if all the bishops should gather at the Vatican and say, you know, we need another sacrament so that we have an even number, 8 instead of 7, well, what are we going to do? Well, we'll have donuts, because as Deacon Steve observed last night, donuts are holy. We can't do that. We can't add to the sacraments. And furthermore, we can't abolish any of them either. We can't say, you know, that sacrament of matrimony is way too much work. Let's get rid of it. Doesn't work. Nor can we alter the form or the matter of the sacrament. We can't say about the Eucharist that, oh, I'm tired of bread and wine. I want pizza and beer. We can't look at the sacrament of baptism and say, let's use used motor oil. Now, why anyone would want to use motor oil is a different issue, but no, we couldn't even if we wanted to. And we can't change the words that are used. So, for example, there are some who want to make it more inclusive and feminist and say, instead of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, if we did that, the sacrament would be invalid. Christ himself established the matter and form of the sacraments. And so we know what baptism does for us. It washes away our sins. Those of us who are a little older when we're baptized, it washes away our personal sins in addition to the stain of original sin. It does this so that we can be part of the body of Christ, which is the church, so that we can be adopted sons and daughters of the Most High God. And it gives us the promise of resurrection and eternal life. This is why at our funerals we have so much baptismal imagery. We sprinkle a lot of stuff with holy water to remind us of the baptism. The Easter candle is present by the coffin, and the coffin is covered with a symbolic baptismal garment. All to remind us of the promise made by Christ to our departed brother or sister. And we know that like all gifts of God, it is a permanent gift. When God gives us something, he doesn't capriciously take it away. You know, we cannot reject our baptism. You know, every once in a while, we'll get a rather sad letter, usually because the person has joined the Jehovah's Witnesses. Though sometimes these days, if I get it from people who are very upset about the scandal, and well, they should be upset. I'm upset too. But we don't deal with the scandal by saying, well, you know, I'm so upset, I'm just going to stop being Catholic. I'm going to renounce my baptism. It doesn't work that way. We don't leave Jesus. Instead, we double down on our work, striving for holiness. And we hold those who have failed in keeping their vows accountable for their actions. And what's remarkable is I'm able to say when they come to their senses, if they do, that sometimes people say, well, I left the Catholic Church, what do I have to do to be rebaptized? And I say, absolutely nothing other than go to confession. Because you have always been Catholic. Because the mark set upon the soul by baptism is permanent. And you cannot throw it away or give it away or lose it. It is a permanent mark of the soul, a configuration to Christ. Now, how many people here know the date of their baptism? Okay, you three get to give yourself a treat when you get home. The rest of you need to do a little research and find out the day of your baptism so that you can remember it and celebrate it. It is far more important than any other day in your life. It's more important than your birthday. It's more important even than your anniversary. It's more important than the day that you get your tax refund. Remember it and celebrate it. But more importantly even than that is to live out your baptism by living in accordance with the gospel as sons and daughters of the Most High God by adoption. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.